We heard conflicting reports this week on the future of Foxconn's investment in Wisconsin, and we're sorting through it on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A little over a year ago, the electronics giant Foxconn Technology Group broke ground in Mount Pleasant on what was promised to be a $10 billion investment with up to 13,000 jobs. So fast forward to this week when Reuters broke a story with Foxconn on the record saying the plans may be scaled back or even shelved as the company was still evaluating options for Wisconsin. We're going to slow this down and take the developments one at a time with your questions along the way at 800-642-1234. What do you think if Foxconn decides to focus on its R&D in Wisconsin and abandons its original plan to assemble LCD screens? Were you hoping to get a manufacturing job with Foxconn? Do you live in the Racine County? What are you hearing in the community from your neighbors? Call in 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Sean Johnson. He's WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, let's sort out what we know. Is it confirmed that Foxconn is not building this factory and instead putting more desk jobs here in research and development?
I guess it depends on what we mean by factory.
Okay.
In fact, the Foxconn executive who was quoted in that Reuters report that you mentioned said specifically, quote, "In Wisconsin, we're not building a factory. You can't use a factory to view our Wisconsin investment." That was Louis Wu, a special assistant to Foxconn Chairman Terry Goh, who was quoted in that Reuters article. That said, Foxconn still says it's going to build things here. It still says that it's going to invest in Wisconsin. It still stands by this number that's the upper end of the contract that it signs with the state of Wisconsin and says that it wants to create 13,000 jobs here. But it's not going to be the type of factory that was promoted when this project was first announced in 2017. I mean, back then, former Republican Governor Scott Walker was describing the size of this manufacturing plant as being 11 Lambeau fields. I think the size was part of the selling point back then. It doesn't sound like it's going to be that from what we've heard from Foxconn, not only this week, but over the past year.
What does this mean for Mount Pleasant? Because there were 1,200 acres there for phase one of this project.
I am sure that they were watching these developments pretty closely, and local leaders there have said, look, we've been in contact with Foxconn, and everything is still a go. But if it's not ramping up as fast, if these are not blue-collar jobs, but rather research and development jobs or design jobs, things like that, a place where the Foxconn tests prototypes, it's going to have a different character workforce. So, there are just so many questions right now because the Foxconn workforce in Wisconsin right now is still small. And, we're just learning that the company plans to move away from building TVs there. And so if you're not building TVs in Wisconsin, of course, Foxconn's a giant company involved in all sorts of technology. It just raises more questions about what will be built.
So its presence in Wisconsin right now is small. Its workforce is small. Do we know how many people Foxconn has employed in Wisconsin right now?
It is fewer than 200 because they didn't meet their employment benchmark that they would have needed to hit in order to start receiving tax credits last year. So they didn't create 260 jobs in Wisconsin. Yet they created 178 jobs in 2018. Obviously a far cry from 13,000, but it is the very beginning of the Foxconn investment in Wisconsin.
We're talking with Sean Johnson. He is WPR State Capital Bureau Chief. We're looking at what is going on with the Foxconn situation as we heard news this week that Foxconn is retooling and looking away from a traditional factory and looking more toward research and development. Gathering your thoughts, your questions, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Sean, Governor Evers admitted, they said they were surprised by the news. Have they had conversations with Foxconn since we learned of this on Wednesday?
That I don't know. I mean, the Evers said shortly after being elected that he just wanted to be in frequent contact with Foxconn to know what was going on. I mean, that was basically his first message after winning election in November. Because remember, the election leading up to November was, from the Democratic side, pretty critical of Foxconn. And you didn't hear this from Evers, but other Democrats were saying, let's end the Foxconn contract altogether. Evers was the one in that primary who said, look, this is happening. We just need to make sure that they're a good corporate citizen. And then after he was elected, he said he wanted to stay in contact with them. Evers said that they, you know, in that statement from his Department of Administration secretary, said that they had been in contact with them and that the news that they read about in Reuters was surprising. And so we don't really know what has happened since then in terms of the administration's conversations with Foxconn. We haven't heard directly from Governor Evers himself yet.
Well, economically, is this surprising, though, because Foxconn wasn't meeting quarterly profit expectations last year. We saw component costs going up. And then iPhone sales, Apple had its worst holiday results in a decade. And this is the company that puts those together, assembles those. So should we be surprised here?
Well, we've heard for a long time that it's hard, if not impossible. I mean, before we knew anything of Foxconn's plans to build in Wisconsin, we'd known for a long time that people were not building televisions in North America for a variety of reasons, the supply chain, the labor costs, et cetera, that it was more economically, you know, it was cheaper to build them in Asia. And so what Foxconn described, Mr. Wu described in that Reuters article was kind of reiterating market principles that had been in play for a long time. I mean, he said that it's cheaper to build these screens in Japan or China and then have them assembled in Mexico than it is to build them in the United States. So so in a way, that shouldn't be a surprise. But remember, this is far different from what was discussed when the Foxconn project was being promoted back in 2017. I mean, this was going to be a return of television manufacturing to North America. And, you know, we've kind of seen that the company start to move away from that a year ago when it said it was no longer going to build the biggest big screen TVs, that it couldn't get, the plate glass to Wisconsin in order to do that. And now the company is saying, you know, in terms of TV, there's no future for us in the U.S.
So very quickly, as we wrap up here, what are you watching for as you look ahead at this development?
I guess just more concrete developments on what Foxconn is going to build, what Governor Evers hears from the company. I mean, Foxconn did come out with a list of projects yesterday that it said it was going to build, a liquid crystal module back-end packaging plant, precision molding factory, other, pieces of the Foxconn business, but not the piece that they had talked about a couple years ago.
Sean, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Sean Johnson is WPR State Capital Bureau Chief. We're continuing to talk about the news this week that Foxconn plans to focus on research and development jobs in Wisconsin. Reuters reported Wednesday that Foxconn is evaluating its options and citing steep labor costs for building screens in the U.S. You can weigh in at 800-642-1234. We'll get back to the conversation in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're breaking down news from Foxconn on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Foxconn said in a statement this week it remains committed to the project, the creation of 13,000 jobs, and, quote, to our long-term investment in Wisconsin, unquote. But the Taiwanese electronics giant went on to say that the global market that existed when the project was first announced in 2017 has shifted, and that means it's adjusting plans for all projects, including Wisconsin. How are you involved in the business of Foxconn? Do you run a company or work for a contractor building the factory? Are you involved in the site surveying or planning of the roughly 1,200 acres that the factory complex was slated to be built on? What do you make of this news? We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Corrine Hess is a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. Corey, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
So let's say that Foxconn ultimately does not manufacture LCD screens at its Mount Pleasant facility. The upside for Wisconsin is that its incentives package is contingent on what Foxconn actually delivers. There are clawbacks, but there are still people who have a lot to lose if this doesn't pull through. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So, I mean, Racine County in general has already spent a lot of money. Like you said, Foxconn would have to reimburse them, but, I mean, municipalities have already spent millions of dollars to prepare for Foxconn with their infrastructure. But there's others as well. Two hospital systems, Aurora and Frederick, have already decided to put hospitals near the Foxconn development site in anticipation of this. Technical colleges have begun training students, and developers have also purchased land to be near the Foxconn site. So a lot of people have made investments.
How far along are these investments? At what stage are these developments?
Well, I mean, everything is sort of at different stages. Like I said, there's developers that have purchased land. Both Aurora and Frederick have announced plans for hospitals down in Racine and Kenosha counties, very close. I mean, the areas are growing anyway, but Foxconn was the reason for this. And the infrastructure, I mean, they've been doing road work down there for the last 18 months to prepare for Foxconn.
Right. So transportation-wise, lots of movement there on roads, which is infrastructure, which is costly.
Very, yes.
So how has Racine County reacted to the talks about the facility that's going on here? What are you hearing?
Well, this week, Racine County, the county's economic development group, and Mount Pleasant all released a joint statement saying that they understand Foxconn's need to be nimble with the world market, and that they're still anticipating a large manufacturing plant as planned originally. They believe Foxconn will meet its obligation to the state and Racine County. So they think everything's going to work out.
How had they counted on this facility to manufacture TVs?
I think, like everyone in the state, they were counting on a facility for the jobs it would bring. All along, Foxconn officials and former Governor Scott Walker were saying there'd be 13,000 jobs statewide, and many of those jobs would be in manufacturing.
Go ahead.
Like Sean said, that's really how this project was sold, was for the manufacturing jobs.
You've reported that Gateway Technical College, which is a technical college in southeastern Wisconsin, had developed a curriculum in anticipation of the manufacturing jobs that Foxconn would bring. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Last year, Foxconn asked Gateway to develop this curriculum. So Gateway has two programs. One's for advanced manufacturing, the other is supply chain management. There's about 50 students total in the classes. Milwaukee Area Technical College also has developed a program based on Foxconn's request. The students never have been required to go to work at Foxconn, and there's also the upside that there's such a high demand for people in the manufacturing industry statewide that these students are likely to find a job when they graduate.
We're talking with Corey Hess. She's a reporter for WPR's Milwaukee Regional Office. We're talking about the news out of Foxconn this week that it will focus more on research and development in the face of changing market conditions. Corey, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett has responded to the reports about Foxconn changing its plans. Tell us what he said.
Mayor Barrett said he was very disappointed to hear the news that the focus might be more on research and development and not entry-level jobs. He said that Foxconn was agreed to in southeastern Wisconsin, particularly because of the large number of unemployed and underemployed people living in Racine and Milwaukee. So, you know, all along they've been talking about, I know in Milwaukee, how to get people to the jobs in Foxconn, and so they were really counting on these entry-level jobs.
Let's go to Mary joining us from Ashland. Mary, hi, what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm calling because my friend in California has been telling me about 5G research, and it's possible that, you know, the speed of new technology development points in the direction of 5G, which is being led by China. And I know that Foxconn is a Taiwanese company, but still, it would be interesting if Foxconn decided to do research on 5G.
Mary, thanks. Do we know what kind of research they would be doing here, Corey?
I'm actually not sure what kind of research they would be doing. No, I'm sorry.
Foxconn said last year it had plans to house its North American headquarters in downtown Milwaukee. Do we know if those plans may be affected?
You know, that office building is supposed to be for an innovation center, incubators, and venture capital activities. So you would think that that wouldn't be affected. In talking to the mayor earlier this week, he had not spoken to Foxconn officials yet. I'm not sure if that has changed. And I'm also not sure, you know, if they're still planning to call that a North American headquarters. So that's something to be watching for.
Were there developers that had counted on building out spaces to accommodate the thousands of workers Foxconn said it would employ at its facility?
Yes, many. You know, the mayor of Racine said that for the last 10 years or more, no developers were interested in the city of Racine, and now they've just come flocking. So, I mean, I've interviewed people from as far as California who've been purchasing abandoned buildings in downtown Racine, hoping Foxconn could revitalize that city. This Foxconn development is going to be in Mount Pleasant, but that's, you know, just a suburb, really, of Racine. And so this week I talked to two developers, one from Chicago, another from Milwaukee, who've been buying large parcels of land in anticipation of Foxconn. Both still believe the company's going to do what it originally promised. And I think they're still moving forward with their plans.
So you've seen speculators swooping in here, and now this news could perhaps upend that. Have the people you talked to truly internalized that Foxconn may not deliver on what it had originally promised?
No, not at all. But I think that the news has been so up and down this week. I mean, as Sean was telling you too, the Reuters report came out, and then Foxconn immediately responded. And so I think a lot of stuff is up in the air right now about what is going to be happening.
How much could this cost Wisconsin? Are there any estimates or dollar figures? Of course, there are clawbacks to the promise and what is attached to jobs. But as you have been telling us, there are all these other costs. What might this amount to for taxpayers?
You know, so far, the municipalities have spent about $100 million on land acquisition, and they've spent almost $1 billion on just other improvements down in Racine County. But I believe that if nothing happens, Foxconn does have to repay the local municipalities. That's part of the contract. How long all of that would take, who knows? I mean, the thought is that all of this money is being spent now, but then the municipalities get it back with the development. You know, the taxes made off the development pays municipalities back. So, I mean, there are protections, but that's all if nothing happens. And nobody has said that nothing's going to happen. This is just changes.
So, Corey, what will you be watching for as things unfold here?
Well, one thing to watch for is this ongoing lawsuit right now between an environmental group that's representing six entities and the Department of Natural Resources. There's water being diverted from Lake Michigan to Foxconn, and this change now has the group saying that if there's not as much manufacturing going on, Foxconn does not need the water at all. So that's one thing to watch for, and then also just to find out next steps with what's happening with Foxconn.
Well, Corey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Corey Hess is a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. We've been talking about the news this week that Foxconn is looking to shift its focus to R&D in Wisconsin instead of manufacturing LCD screens. Up next, it's news. Then we turn to a guest from Wisconsin Emergency Management to look at how Wisconsinites did during the polar vortex. Did you have to go outside? Did you stay warm? Did your furnace struggle? Did your pipes break? Call in 800-642-1234. The lines are open for you. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.